Wawa's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The white suspect in the massacre at a historic black church is back in South Carolina to face murder charges. 21-year-old Dylan Roth was returned to the state in the custody of the FBI from neighboring North Carolina in the southern United States. He drove there after allegedly murdering 9 worshipers and wounding 3 inside the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston Wednesday. Police say Roth walked into the church, sat down quietly for an hour during a Bible study before standing up and then saying he had to kill black people. President Obama expressed his deep sorrow.
I don't need to be constrained about the emotions that tragedies like this raise. I've had to make statements like this too many times.
Federal officials are investigating whether the killings were a hate crime. Pope Francis called on the world Thursday to combat global warming that he says is leading the earth to environmental ruin. Pope Francis issued a landmark letter to Catholics called an encyclical, which backed scientific evidence that climate change is mostly caused by human activity. The Pope called for an end to what he said is a culturally perverse economic system in which wealthy countries exploit the poor, leaving the earth looking, in his words, more and more like an immense pile of filth. Militants from the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram have killed at least 38 people in raids on 2 villages in Niger's Diffa region, close to the border with Nigeria. The attack marks the latest attempt by the Nigeria-based Boko Haram to strike inside neighboring countries that have joined the Nigerian military's attempt to quash the group. This is VOA News. Chad says,